This is Blunt Talk, your source for good inspirational news only. With your host, Gina Arcaro.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Blunt Talk Podcast. We're broadcasting tonight from the basement floor of my gym, X Fitness, Welland, Ontario, Canada. This episode is part of a special series this week that previews the Northern Football Conference Championship game this Saturday. Guaranteed to lift. There's enough depressing news. We won't contribute to it. X Fitness is committed to lift, to the celebration of good inspirational news only. Our guest today is Tom Dennison from Toronto, Ontario, two-time Heck Creighton winner and quarterback of the GTA All-Stars. But first, our motivational speech for today, holding back. Ladies and gentlemen, here's real life lesson number 1613 that I've taught to my football players and college students for 40 years. Don't hold back. Dual meaning. First meaning, in football, the blockers on offense sometimes will illegally hold you. Don't hold back. Because holding the holder back gets you locked up without escape. You end up holding yourself back. The same applies in real life. Blockers will illegally hold you back. Don't hold them back. Instead, break the hold and escape. Second meaning, don't hold yourself back. Don't hold back your strength, your energy, your potential. During 40 years of coaching, teaching, my number one coaching challenge has been to teach student athletes never to hold back. Don't hold yourself back by burying your God-given gifts and talents. Holding yourself back holds back your calling, your mission that you are supposed to share with the rest of the world. The cause of holding yourself back is deep, literally. It's locked up in your subconscious mind that governs your decision-making. And the most important exercise of all, the exercise of free will. The good news, ladies and gentlemen, is there's strategies that will teach you to never hold back. The entire list of strategies is too long for this podcast, but here's one. Lift. Lift in the gym and lift souls. The gym uses iron to build iron will. The gym provides MO, motive and opportunity equals high performance. The gym teaches how to hold nothing back, how to let go, to lift more than you ever imagined you could, and lift more souls that you thought you could. I devoted 5 chapters in my book, Soul of a Lifter, about how not to hold back. Once you break what's holding you back, you will grow naturally into your intended self. 40 years of coaching, same message. Train like your life depends on it, because it does. Your quality of life and the life of your team in high-risk sports, high-risk professions depend on it. Never holding back is both the expression of soul lifting and lifting your own soul, because there is no greater reward than lifting souls. Top 1000 workout song of the day. Feel Invincible by Skillet. Released in 2016, I'm back to the present. I had been visiting the 60s and 70s for the past couple of months. It's a masterpiece. $1.29 on iTunes. Guaranteed to lift. Ladies and gentlemen from Toronto, Ontario, welcome to Blunt Talk Podcast, Tom Dennison.
Great to be on the show, Gina.
Tom, you've been a guest before on Blunt Talk Podcast, but our audience has grown considerably since you were on last time. Our worldwide audience tunes in every episode to hear the professional, the athletic journey of our guests with the hope of inspiring themselves to reach full potential. Tom, can you explain your professional and athletic journey? Where you came from, where you are today.
Well, started out in Beamsville, Ontario. I played a lot of different sports growing up. Wasn't until about 17 years old that I decided to start playing quarterback, and I had a tremendous opportunity to play for you at that point in time, and you gave me a ton of opportunities to throw the football a lot in the games that we played in together. And it was from there that we had some tremendous wins in the Great Lakes Football League and numbers that were astonishing, 800 yards in a game, so on and so forth. I had the opportunity to go down south, played and started at Mansfield University in Pennsylvania in 1999 before transferring to Queens, where I was fortunate enough to capture the Heck Wright Award, the most outstanding player in Canada 2 years in a row. About four cups of coffee in the CFL, or three, I guess, Winnipeg, Calgary, and Toronto. Then since then, I've played in the NFC on and off, depending on what I had going on in that given year. I think we've won two NFC championships, and hopefully we're able to defend our championship against the Sarnia Imperials.
Tom, it's very difficult as a player, I would imagine, to be objective of your own season. Can you give our worldwide audience an objective look of what the GTA All-Stars as a team, what did they accomplish this past season in the regular season and the playoffs up to this point?
Well, I think it's hard to be disappointed at any season where, you know, you're in a championship game, but this certainly hasn't been the season that, you know, we had anticipated at the beginning of it, for sure. I thought I had ridden off into the sunset as a player last year, walking away on a national championship, and that was the plan. We have a good young quarterback whom I really, really like, Yannick Ripley, who started the first two games for us and was on a tremendous pace. We were up 14-0 in the third game against Ottawa when he dislocated his finger in two spots and had his tendon exposed. And he had to miss five games in a row, and it really threw a kink in our plans. So we struggled the first game after that against Hamilton, and obviously, we lost to Ottawa the first regular season game, blew a 14-point lead without Yannick. So it was at that point that I was, I guess, talked into making a bit of a return and tried to iron out the kinks since then. But I've gone through, personally some injuries this season, not so much from being hit or those types of things, but just from being old and some tendonitis and perhaps even some deeper issues in my shoulder. So just trying to recover from those. And, you know, for the first time, we've lost some games in the regular season. We lost two regular season games this year, obviously the Ottawa one. But, Sarnia gave us everything that they had and certainly took us to overtime and then defeated us in overtime on our home field. So they're a good team. We've got to play well on Saturday.
Can you give us an insider perspective about who the GTA All-Star offense is? Can you tell us their identity? What are they all about from an insider's point of view?
Well, you know, I want to say that we're a high-tempo offense still, but, as we have been in previous years, but we're not necessarily as high-tempo as we have been. We've got some tremendous skill players on the outside. There's no doubt about that. We're not as deep as we have been in previous years. You know, we used to be able to go 8 or 9 deep at receiver. I would say the deepest position that we have right now is probably quarterback because, you know, between Yannick and then, of course, myself. And then at running back, I think we've got Alex McFarland, Chris Newman, George Baden, who are tremendous running backs for us. So our offensive line is evolving week in and week out. And like our competitors at Sarnia, we've used some players on both sides of the football when necessary. So we're a team that's continuing to find ourselves and to do doing with whatever necessary to pick up a win.
Tom, I've been blessed to have been the head coach of two different NFC teams, one from scratch. I know the reality of semi-pro football, meaning in professional football, there are millionaires who get to focus exclusively on football 365, 24/7. In the NFC, you've got high-caliber football, but the reality is you have to focus on everything about life. People have got families, work, and you're trying to put a high-caliber individual performance and team performance and trying to fit it into life. The challenge is enormous. trying to win just one game is tough enough. Trying to win a championship is an extreme challenge. But the level of success that your team has experienced is unparalleled. Can you give us an insider's perspective? What are the elements of success needed to form a powerhouse, sustainable, high-performance team in the NFC? Please don't go away. We'll be right back after this commercial.
You can choose to be what you've never been, do what you've never done, and win what you've never won before. Be inspired to do more, to be more. Read Soul of a Lifter by Gino R. Carroll. Softcover and ebooks are available on Amazon.com and GinoRCarroll.com, with the audiobook due out this fall.
An insider's perspective. What are the elements?
Well, we have a lot of talent. We really do. We have a lot of players that can play at a very high level across the board. And I think the thing that, you know, we do tremendously well, and our group does, is they're able to put aside their individual egos week in and week out for the team's betterment. You know, there's a lot of guys who, you know, could be 1,000-yard receivers on a lot of different teams, but they've come here in search of a championship. And they've done a great job, but some days their number's called a lot of times, and other days not so much. So they've done a great job of understanding that it's a team goal, team objective. And, you know, we've gotten better each week, you know, since our loss. And, you know, we've only given up 6 points in 2 playoff games, and we're outscoring our opponents by about 35 points a game through the playoffs. So we're excited about the direction we're headed.
The Sarnia defense is obviously a high-caliber defense. You've played them. You know them. I'm sure you know what to expect from them. Can you give us, once again, an insider's perspective? The guy who's got to line up under center or in the shotgun, you've got to face them on the field. To me, it would seem that you're the guy who's going to be hunted. Can you give us a scouting report of the Sarnia defense, what they're going to do, what to expect from them?
Yeah, they've done what they need to do to put as many athletes on the field as possible. You'll see that two of their best skill offensive guys will probably be deep in their secondary, Josh Wright and Ryan Lounsbury, who are, you know, very talented receivers. They'll probably line up in their secondary. They're very fast off the edge. They've got almost a receiver body type playing defensive end. Given that we don't run the ball in terms of power a whole bunch. They're athletic in the secondary, and they've got you know, Adam Hart, who I think is probably as good of an interior lineman as that's in the league right now. So he was disruptive in our last game that we played. I thought he was probably the best player on the field that day on either side of the ball. And, you know, obviously we have to manage him a lot better than we did the last time.
Your counterpart, Pat Wright, was a guest on Blunt Talk Podcast, and I'm going to ask you the same question I asked him. Whether we like it or not, yes, football is a team sport, but quarterbacks get a lot of attention. I'm assuming that you and Pat Wright will never be on the field at the same time. You're not going to directly oppose each other, yet it's very common to make a championship game about two quarterbacks facing each other. Is this about you and Pat Wright? Is Pat Wright trying to knock you off as the top quarterback in the NFC, or is that overblown?
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who have probably a better opinion on those types of things as I do. We're trying to win a championship right now. You know, for us to do that, I feel like our best chance is to go out and score points early in the game. Build a lead. You know, I think our defense is as good as there is in the league right now, and I think this is as good as the, you know, we've been in years on defense. I think our defense has really been our strength of our team this year. So you know, he's got some, you know, difficulties to overcome on that side. Certainly, our focus on offense is their defense. You know, with a understanding that we have to score more points than them, but. Listen, Pat's a great quarterback. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I think that he's certainly had a tremendous an MVP type season. He's got my vote this year on that award. I thought that you know what they've done out of Sarnia has certainly you know taken a lot of people by surprise. I don't think me so much. Even the game we went down there and beat them by a significant amount of points, I was cognizant that they were a lot better than the score indicated on that day. And I think it's great for them that they're in this championship game. I think it's great for them that they're hosting it. I think it's great for the NFC that they're hosting it. They've got a lot of people that they'll put in the crowd, certainly more than we would if the game was in Toronto. I think it'll be a great day for the NFC. Hopefully a great day for the GTA All-Stars as well.
Our growing audience may or may not all love football. So I'm going to ask you this question that I was asked about you many, 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 many years ago. When you were playing for our team, I was asked, how do you stop Tom Dennison? And I said, well, from a defensive perspective, here's what I would do. Hammer him. Come after him. Pressure him. If you don't pressure him, he'll slice you up. Now, to those who are not football fans or don't follow it that closely, can you give them a perspective on what is it like to be hunted in a position that there are people coming after you who want to do you harm, physical harm, psychological harm? Can you give us an inside look inside the helmet of a quarterback that everybody thinks is a glamorous position, but it's got to be one of the most high pressure position in all of sports?
Sure, and the more plays you make, obviously the more attention you garner. I've been fortunate in my career that I've made a few plays. Going into games, people are, trying to do everything they can to, limit our productivity at the quarterback position. As you said, one of the ways to do that is get pressure on us with multiple people. But, that does leave you exposed on the back end with, some great receivers that we have. So, we welcome pressure. We welcome, teams that don't want to pressure and allow us to have a higher completion percentage, perhaps. And really just, I love the mental battle and challenge that's presented every game. I kind of look at it as a puzzle to solve as the game goes on. I believe strongly in pressuring teams as well, but pressuring them on the scoreboard by getting a lead. It defines the other team's character. And it certainly challenges them to overcome adversity.
For those who tuned in to the Pat Wright interview, this is going to sound like I'm running out of material, but it's not. I just like to ring to this next thing I'm going to say. I said to Pat, the psychology of winning a ring goes deep. Get it? Quarterback, go deep. I kind of like that one, Tom.
It's pretty good.
The psychology. Shameless self-promotion. The psychology of winning a ring goes deep. All right, here's my question. By the way, Pat Wright did a great job in his interview. So did you. You guys are truly two. Even last year, the quarterbacks, everybody. We've had Adam Hart. Everybody who we've interviewed at the semi-pro level. I know I'm biased because I'm hosting this show. But you guys sound better than professional athletes. No offense to professional athletes, but they just say the same thing over and over again. You and Pat Wright at least say something, ready? Deep. You guys go deep. All right, that being said, the psychology of winning a ring goes deep. Can you give us an insider's perspective? This week, you are the defending champions. All this work all season long, the struggle, the sacrifices go into this game on Saturday. Obviously, if you lose, it's going to be a huge disappointment. The psychology of winning a ring. Can you explain to us how do you prepare this week knowing that you have to win? There's no second place here. You have to win. What are you and your team thinking?
Nothing really any different than any other week. Probably one of the rare breeds. I'm not motivated by winning. I'm motivated by fear of losing. So, to me, it's I don't like to lose. Paper, scissors, rock. I hate losing a game of football. So, for us, we just have to go out and do the best job that we can to come up with a good game plan and execute it. There's a few things that are going to be a little different. It's going to be loud there, so we're going to have to manage the noise a little bit. I would dare say that the pressure is all on Sarnia at this point. This game means a whole lot to their community, I would suggest, and it certainly means a lot to the individuals on this team. You know, for us, it's the same old, same old. We're going out to play an intense football game with a team that's trying to knock us off, as they have been for many, many years. The challenge remains the same. It's going to be a little louder. It's going to be in a little bit more fun of an environment. But the challenge is, a hungry team with talent that's coming to, try and knock us off, whether it had been Montreal in the past, whether it was Ottawa, Sarnia. We're excited for the challenge. We respect their team, led by a very good quarterback, good coach, and certainly a quality group of athletes that continues to get better and better. And we think Saturday's going to be a wonderful day.
We have a tradition here at Blunt Talk Podcast where we end every podcast by asking each guest to imagine that you are speaking to every human being on this wonderful planet Earth. Even though this is a wonderful, beautiful world, it's getting more complicated. It gets more complicated every day. We all need to be lifted. Tom, can you give us your inspirational message that will lift all of planet Earth?
Well, listening to you at the very beginning there, the message about not being held back, we're not going to try and hold back at all. Our goal on Saturday is to come out and be as good as we possibly can be, to score on every drive that we can score on. We don't apologize when we beat a team by a certain score because we're just trying to do our best. And we don't, we try not to let a scoreboard define us, but, so in that, we tell our players that every time you have a chance to score, go score. So our goal on this Saturday, whether it's to score 75 points, 40 points, whatever it may be, is to do the very best job that we can do. Put up as many points as we possibly can at the same time.
I can't resist. I got to finish it off by what you just said. I want to piggyback on it. Never pass up a chance to run up the score. Get it? Never pass up a chance to run up the score.
It's pretty funny.
Feeble attempt at humor, Tom. I'm just trying to inject a little bit of lightness here into the tension of this week. Tom, it's been a great pleasure again to have you on Blunt Talk Podcast. Blessings and all good things to your team, to yourself. Play safe, stay safe, and we wish you all the luck in the world.
Appreciate it, Jim.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. We are honored, we are blessed for the growth of our audience worldwide. Blessings and all good things. Peace.
Our next interview will be with Marcus Wisdom, middle linebacker with the GTA All-Stars, in part 4 of this special series for the NFC Championship game this Saturday.